What is thy name that in the battle thus thou crossest me? What honor dost thou seek upon my head?
Know then, my name is Douglas. And I do haunt thee in the battle thus because some tell me that thou art a king.
They tell thee true.
The Lord of Stafford dear today hath bought thy likeness. For instead of thee, King Harry, this sword hath ended him. So shall it thee, unless thou yield thee as my prisoner.
I was not born a yielder, thou proud Scot. And thou shalt find a king that will revenge Lord Stafford's death.
Oh, Douglas, hadst thou fought at home than thus, I never had triumphed upon a Scot.
All's done. All's won. Here, breathless, lies the king.
Where?
Here.
This Douglas? No, I know this face full well. A gallant knight he was. His name was Blunt. Semblably furnished like the king himself.
A fool, go with thy soul whither it goes. A borrowed title hast thou bought too dear. Why didst thou tell me that thou wast a king?
The king hath many marching in his coach.
Now, by my sword, I will kill all his coats. I'll murder all his wardrobe piece by piece until I meet the king.
Up and away. Our soldiers stand full fairly for the day.
Though I could scape shot free at London, I fear the shot here. Here's no scoring but upon the pate. Soft, who are you? Sir Walter Blunt. There's honor for you. Here's no vanity. I'm as hot as molten lead, and as heavy too. God keep lead out of me. I need no more weight than mine own bowels. I've led my ragamuffins where they are peppered. There's not three of my 150 left alive, and there for the town's end to beg during life. But who comes here?
What? Standst thou idle here? Lend me thy sword. Many a noble man lies stark and stiff under the hoofs of vaunting enemies whose deaths are yet unrevenged. I prithee, lend me thy sword.
Oh, hell, I prithee. Give me leave to breathe a while. Turk Gregory never did such deeds in arms as I have done this day. Oh, I've paid Percy. I've made him sure.
He is indeed, and living to kill thee. I prithee, lend me thy sword.
Hey, before God, Hal, if Percy be alive, thou gett'st not my sword. But take my pistol, if thou wilt.
Give it me. What is it in the case?
Aye, Hal, tis hot, tis hot. There's that will sack a city.
What? Is it time to jest and dally now?
Well, if Percy be alive, I'll pierce him. If he do come in my way, so. If he do not. If I come in his willingly, let him make a carbonado of me. I like not such grinning honour as Sir Walter hath. Give me life. Which, if I can save, so. If not, honour comes unlooked for, and there's an end.
Prithee, Harry, withdraw thyself. Thou bleedst too much. Lord John of Lancaster, go you with him.
Not I, my lord, unless I did bleed too.
I beseech your majesty, make up, lest your retirement do amaze your friends.
I will do so. My lord of Westmoreland, lead him to his tent.
Come, my lord, I'll lead you to your tent.
Lead me, my lord. I do not need your help. And God forbid a shallow scratch should drive the Prince of Wales from such a field as this, where stained nobility lies trodden on, and rebels' arms triumph in massacres.
We breathe too long. Come, cousin Westmoreland, our duty this way lies. For God's sake, come.
By God, thou hast deceived me, Lancaster. I did not think thee lord of such a spirit. Before, I loved thee as a brother, John, but now I do respect thee as my soul.
I saw him hold Lord Percy at the point with lustier maintenance than I did look for of such an ungrown warrior.
Oh, this boy lends metal to us all.